been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the March 27th. It is the eve of the baseball openers all across America. Now, that's the most important news to report here today. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now. Not the best center fielders now, but the Best Stocks Now radio hour. And we've got, very yawning day so far in the market. You never know, though. Things can change very, very quickly. You get a catalyst in there one way or the other, and there goes the market. Right now, the Dow is down 3 points. We're at 25,654. The S&P is down 2.5 points. It's at 2815. Very critical number there on the S&P 500 from a technical point of view. The NASDAQ is down 14 points, and the NASDAQ is currently at 7,677. The Russell 2000 small cap index down less than 1 point. Boy, will somebody wake up the... Will somebody call over to the New York Stock Exchange? Hey, the bell rang 37 minutes ago. Is anybody there? Is anybody home? Crude oil up 13 cents. $60.07. Gold is down $4 per ounce. $1,311 per ounce will get you an ounce of gold here today. Silver, 13 cents, down $15.30 per ounce. Look at the 10-year yield, would you? 2.37%. When's the last time we saw 2.37%? And we continue to have an inversion of one of the yield curves, which I want to bring up and talk about here today. Interest rates continue to dive. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Charleston, South Carolina. Well, let's see. The Mets will play the Capitals tomorrow. The Cubbies will play the Rangers. The Angels will play the Oakland Athletics. Who do my Padres open up against? Well, San Francisco is coming to town. Ah, my show is heard in the Bay Area. We'll be watching that game 4 p.m. Eastern time. I can watch that one. Those 10 p.m. games on the East Coast, that's difficult. Tomorrow, opening day of baseball. And what have those teams been doing for the last couple of months? They've been whittling it down and whittling it down, observing, analyzing, practicing, playing, timing, filming, radaring, almost everything. And what have they done? They've narrowed it down to 25 players that'll stand on the white stripe tomorrow when they sing that national anthem. And I look at portfolio management in a very similar way. How many stocks now are in my database as of today? I added about 5 this morning. But right now, I have 5,082. And let's say I want to build a large cap growth fund of U.S. stocks or stocks from around the world that are large caps. But I want to try to put the best 25 on the field that I can find. Okay. I've got to search through 5,082. First, I have to do a screen on, let's only look at large cap stocks. 1, 2, I have to do a screen on who still makes sense from a valuation proposition. And 3, where's the momentum? Where is the performance? Where are the stocks of today? And when all of that is combined, then I've got to give it a nice visual look over, a 1-year chart, a 5-year chart, and I have to compare it against all the others that I have available to me. And I strive as hard as I can as the general manager to put the 25 best players on the field, whether it be large cap growth stocks, whether it be ultra growth stocks, whether it be dividend payers, whether it be exchange traded funds. And I'm creating a new little portfolio to have some fun with called emerging growth stocks. That will be a lot of fun for my, especially for my live trading subscribers. That's even one step below ultra growth. These are companies that someday could really grow up to be something. Double A, maybe you could say. Ultra growth is triple A, maybe you could say. And the big leagues are where my premier growth stocks reside, the best of the best in the large cap category. Anyways, a lot of similarities here. I also liken myself to a fishing guide. You know, there's a guy here in Charleston. He's out on the water almost every day. And he's on my dock where I park my little stinky old fishing boat. And I'll walk by him and ask him, how'd you guys do today? Well, we did really good. You know, and I kind of sheepishly walk by. I'm going to follow that guy. Start following him. I know where he's parked. I know what time he leaves with his customers. There's a guy who's on the water every day. Okay, I don't have that luxury. I'm a weekend warrior. Maybe twice a month I get out there on the water. I don't know where the fish have moved to, where the bait is, where the most favorable water is, where the right temperatures are. What these climate, the tide, oh, it's all about tide here on a daily basis. The tides are everything here in Charleston, huh? Well, it helps to be on the water every day, doesn't it? Well, I am on the water every day, and here's what's happening so far today. I started my day at about 5:30 a.m. this morning, East Coast time. Overnight, the markets were down in the international markets. Well, mixed bag, okay? China was up 0.8%. I think China is really looking ahead now to this big powwow that, does it begin today? I think it begins today. Let's see. High-level China stocks set to resume Thursday, tomorrow. The China stocks are looking really, really good to me. They almost look like a volcano that's building up pressure and ready to blow its top. Well, if they can come up with some kind of agreement, I truly believe that China was playing a waiting game with President Trump. There was a big unknown out there with the report that came out, the Mueller probe. That seems to be put to bed for now, until other probes arise, but it looks like the Chinese are going to have to deal with Donald Trump at least for 2 more years and maybe for 6 more years. So I think they're probably ready to really talk turkey now. We'll see. And I like the pent-up pressure building on these Chinese stocks. We had India down overnight, and we had Europe basically flat. Well, let's talk about the yield curve for a moment. I would say that is one of the biggest reasons why the market is pretty sleepy here today. We still have an inversion of the yield curve. Now, let me pull up a chart here. Okay, so this is the 3-month T-bills versus the 10-year treasury. Right now, you can get a bigger return. So in other words, if the 10-year is trading at 2.35%, that's what you can get buying 10-year paper. You can get 2.4% right now on 3 months. Why would you go buy a 10-year treasury if you can get a higher yield on 3-month paper? Well, that's where we're at as of today, which creates a gap of negative 5 basis points between the 3-month and the 10-year. That's where we're at right now. Well, I went over the weekend. I looked at the history over the last 15 years of this particular yield curve. I found that it went negative early in 2006. That was the last time that it flashed this warning. Well, the market continued to go up for 22 months after that before it finally peaked on October 22nd, 2007, and eventually a recession did ensue, led mainly by the building sector, the housing sector, and the lending sector, and the financials. And we had the Great Recession. And it was a predictor of it. But just remember, it was 22 months later that the market peaked after that initial yield curve went negative. Now, what about the other yield curve? Where is it right now? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we had this inversion of the yield curve, which occurred last Friday, and that caused a 460-point drop in the Dow before the day was over. And in my opinion, this particular yield curve of the 3 month versus the 10-year is a very, very early warning sign that there is a recession out there on the horizon. But keep in mind that the last time this happened, that we had conditions like this, were was January of 2006. The market was pretty strong at that time. But the yield curve was looking down the road, not seeing at that time an imminent recession, but a recession nevertheless that eventually did hit. But the market continued to go up for 22 months after that 3 month / 10-year yield curve went negative, when it inverted. Well, I think the more highly watched yield curve is the 2 year Treasury versus the 10-year. Those are the two yield curves that investors look at. That one has not gone negative, and I'll just give you a quick update on that particular yield curve. There are still 17 basis points. In other words, if the 10-year right now is at 2.35, that would put the 2-year at 2.18. So you've still got a 17 basis point spread between the 2 and the 10. Now, that got as narrow as 10 basis points back in December, but it's actually strengthened a little bit here recently. Now, the last time that the 2-year and the 10-year went negative, it initially went negative and inverted in February of 2006. It inverted 1 month after the other one, the 30-day and the 10-year, or rather the 3 month and the 10-year. And then it went positive again. Well, let's see if this 2-year and 10-year a month from now, or 3 weeks from now, or 5 weeks from now, goes negative. Then we'd have a very eerie repeat of what occurred in 2006. Here we are 13 years later. Well, and then the yield curve went positive, and it didn't go negative again until November of 2007. Now, there's your ominous one. Both of those yield curves went negative once again for a second time about 9 months after they first inverted, which is where we're at today. And then the market peaked right about that time, and you know what happened after that. Earnings in 2007 were lower than 2006. That was also a red flag, small craft warning, don't go out on the waters, anytime soon type of warning. So we have not had that yet. As of now, earnings for next year are projected to be higher than this year. And this year's earnings are projected to be higher than last year. But that is an indicator, one of the big ones that I watch every single week. Because if it's true, and I think I've given lots of evidence, you be the jury, I've given lots of evidence on a daily basis that equities follow earnings and the bond market follows interest rates. Earnings have been climbing since 2009. We're talking about the aggregate earnings for the S&P 500. They've been climbing since 2009. When will they hit their peak? Now, some people thought that last year, 2018, was going to be the peak year. We saw that in October, November, of December of last year when the market went through a 20% correction. See, everybody's looking to be first, right? A lot of people ran from the theater when they smelled smoke. Pretty soon the door got crowded of people running from the theater. And we saw a 20% correction just like that in 11 weeks. Very nasty. But now it seems that the smoke alarm has gone off. The firemen have come into the theater. They find that it's safe to go back in. And it seems to have been a false alarm. But nevertheless, there's nothing wrong with the fire drill, is there? And you saw what I did during a fire drill. I raised a lot of cash. I protected people had that thing gone into a bear market. You know, I said to myself, I know what the consensus estimate is for next year. It's still higher. But a lot of times there's inside information and there's people that know that, hey, those earnings estimates are going to go down. Well, they did go down. Estimates for this year have gone down, but they're still higher than 2018. So again, I would look back on that and say it was a false alarm. But the real thing will come at some point in time. It's out there. So we always have to have our eyes in the rearview mirror as we continue to move forward with our portfolios and make as much hay as we possibly can while the sun is shining, because it will not always shine on the market. Well, we had this yield curve go negative. I would say, basically, it's Germany's fault. Blame Germany. It was Germany's report last Friday. Their German Bund has gone negative. In fact, one out of five international bonds in the world right now are negative returns, and their economy is slowing greatly. And the fear is that this could be the harbinger, the leader that would lead the entire world down into a recession. Well, that's not Mario Draghi's opinion. He is the chairman of the European Central Bank. He says, now here's Mario Draghi, what he says, a temporary slowdown in the Eurozone does not necessarily foreshadow a serious recession, according to ECB President Mario Draghi. So that's good news, okay? He says, we're slowing down over here, but that does not necessarily, well, it could, but it does not necessarily foreshadow a serious recession. Well, I've got an interesting situation here today. I own a stock that is being bought out today. Just when I was getting ready to pull the plug on this thing because it was performing so badly, someone comes in and is taking it out. It is up today, but I also own the company that's buying it. And it's down today. What gives? Why has the healthcare sector been so weak recently? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
That's
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radar. Well, WellCare, which I own in my ultra growth portfolio, is being bought out by Centene. WellCare is up, Centene is down, and they pretty much offset one another. The healthcare stocks have been very, very weak. We're talking Humana. We're talking United Healthcare. We're talking Teladoc. We're talking Anthem. We're talking Centene and other stocks like that. Why? Well, first they came under fire a couple of weeks ago when there was talk amongst this pretty much the new crop of Democrats coming to Congress about Medicare for All. And let's not forget that I think three of the candidates for president on the Democratic side have all bought into that. Medicare for All, Booker, Kamala Harris, and Gillibrand. So there definitely is a threat or the likelihood or a possibility. Maybe you see it as a good thing or a bad thing. That doesn't really matter. The healthcare stocks, the insurers see it as a bad thing. Why? Well, it would turn everything over to the U.S. government, and the private insurers would pretty much, very much be marginal. Well, that was the first strike against the healthcare stocks, and they sold off. And I own about four or five of them scattered throughout my portfolios. And then the second strike was Monday, when the Department of Justice, now we're going to the opposite end of the spectrum here, filed a brief to overturn Obamacare and the mandate, the individual mandate, which we've been down this road before, but now that raises the possibility of Obamacare being thrown out the window. Okay, kind of came out of nowhere, really. Nobody was expecting that. And the healthcare stocks are under pressure just when they were recovering. Now, in my opinion, I've weighed this all out in my mind heavily, okay? Because I do own some healthcare stocks. I got to make some decisions here. I think, A, that there's very little likelihood that we will have single payer anytime soon in the U.S. I think we'll have it at some point in time, however, but not just now. Okay, so I still like, from that point of view, I think that the healthcare stocks are extremely cheap right now. United Healthcare has been a great performer over the years. B, I don't see Obamacare being thrown out anytime soon either. I mean, that went to the Supreme Court 5-4 against supporting the individual mandate, not a tax. Maybe it was not a tax. Was that it? Well, anyways, Obamacare survived. Now another attempt is being made to throw it out. I personally think that once the dust settles, that these healthcare stocks are pretty cheap right now. Well, Centene obviously thinks WellCare was pretty cheap because they went in yesterday and bought, well, they've made a bid. It's not done deal yet. WellCare should be up a lot more. It's up $23 per share right now. It was very weak yesterday. And on the other hand, Centene is down 7.5%. Well, I own both of them. I'm just going to hold on for now and see where the chips fall because I know there's some extreme value there. There's some extreme controversy there right now, which creates extreme value. And there's been some very, very good alpha coming from these stocks over the years. Okay, now we need to update Boeing. An incident yesterday with a plane in Orlando. It was out of service. They were flying it back to Seattle to park it in a garage for a while. Maybe they bring in the detailers, they wash it down, put armor all on the wheels, this kind of thing. Well, it had to make an emergency landing, and guess what? It's the same kind of plane that is in question right now for Boeing. It was a Boeing 737 MAX. Boeing stock down a little bit today. In the meantime, it's a big day for Boeing. Federal aviation safety regulators are meeting with Boeing, trying to rebuild trust following two deadly crashes of 737 MAX airliners. Boeing has scheduled a briefing for about 200 pilots and airline representatives in Renton, Washington, home of the 737 assembly complex. They're not built here in Charleston. These come from the Renton, Washington factory, where it's expected to outline software changes that control a system designed to automatically prevent a mid-flight stall. Well, that's a big day. At the meantime, a Senate panel in Washington, D.C. will also question the acting head of the FAA about the system and how it was tested and what will be done to assure that any fixes to it will work. Now, here's what the analysts are saying today about Boeing. I continue to own my Boeing. Citigroup. We don't claim to know what happened or what will happen, but we offer context for thinking about serious scenarios. They resume coverage of Boeing with a buy. Okay, what is their target price on Boeing at Citigroup? They got, I can't see their target price here. Oh, maybe in the 400s. The stock can resume its move into the 400 with a path higher than 500. But there's likely to be volatility ahead. And another analyst out there today, Baird, investors should aggressively buy Boeing as the stock's recent slump already reflects the grounding of the 737 MAX. He lowered his estimates for Boeing's 2019 deliveries. He cut his earnings by 40 cents a share to $19.85. But Baird is jumping up and down right now, calling it an aggressive buy right now on Boeing. So there you go. There's the two big controversies out there right now. The healthcare sector under fire. You've got a merger acquisition taking place in the healthcare sector, and you still have Boeing's woes out there. We have a home builder that's reported earnings. Well, it's always good to see. They are a big part of the economy. Lennar reported a very good earnings report. Lennar is up 2.6% today, and it's actually breaking out to the upside. Lennar's got to also be helped by a 10-year yield of 2.37% today. In fact, there was a spike last week. People running, calling mortgage companies saying, I want to refinance. Huge spike in mortgage applications, a 9% spike in mortgage applications last week with the big drop in the bond yield last Friday and continuing even more so here today. A lot of things happening in the world right now. It's not a passive world by any means. Things change very rapidly, and I just think that you have to be semi-active in your management of accounts as opposed to being passive. We've got Novartis today. They've got good news on a drug, a multiple sclerosis drug. And you know what? I've been watching the stock of Novartis break out here recently. If I look at my app right now, I've been watching Novartis very, very closely, which is a Switzerland-based drug company. Novartis is a $220 billion company. It's currently ranked number 431. It's not quite there yet. I like about the top 350 run in there. 431. Novartis over the last 12 months is up 23%, while the market's down 6%. My five-year valuation on Novartis is $131. It's currently trading at $95. So I have a little issue with the valuation right now. But Novartis is breaking out right now. Very strong chart and very good news as the FDA approves Novartis Mayzent Sapinimod for the treatment of relapsing forms of multiple sclerosis. Good news for Novartis. Viking Therapeutics is up today. You know, that's one of the more interesting biotechs out there. Viking Therapeutics, now it's lost its pizzazz, but it was up 7% this morning on good news on one of their drugs, a thyroid beta agonist. That's what we all need, a thyroid beta agonist. But it's working, okay? My featured stock of the day when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Tin soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. And the market has turned decidedly south here since we started the show. The NASDAQ is down 37 points, the Dow, S&P down 10, and the Dow down about 50. I'm not quite sure the news. I know that the Boeing testimony has begun. That could have something to do with it. Well, other news here today. We've got another IPO coming. Of course, Lyft is going to be tomorrow. That ought to be pretty exciting, actually. And we've got Uber coming a little bit later. Airbnb is out there. Pinterest is out there. How about online mattress retailer Casper? Any interest there? Casper Sleep, the U.S. online mattress retailer, whose investors include Leonard DiCaprio and 50 Cent, is seeking to hire underwriters for an IPO. We have earnings also coming after the close of the market today on Lulu Athletica. Lulu, let's see how it's doing here right now in trading. It's having a good day so far. It's up a dollar to $144. They have a pretty good track record of beating earnings, but we shall see. It's always a flip of a coin. Lulu is scheduled to announce Q4 earnings results on Wednesday, March 27th. Let me look at my calendar. Hey, that's today. After the close, the consensus EPS estimate. Okay, all you Lululemon owners of the stock, the estimate's $1.75. And the consensus revenue, that's per share, and the consensus revenue estimate is $1.15 billion. Get this. Over the last 2 years, Lulu has beaten EPS estimates 88% of the time. And it has beaten revenue estimates 88% of the time. And over the last 3 months, EPS estimates have seen 28 upwards revisions and only one downward revision. Those are all very, very good statistics. We're also going to get earnings. Yeah, that's about, oh, there's one other one. Five Below. And then the earnings that came in yesterday, I'm going to make this my featured stock of the day. This stock is in my ultra growth portfolio, the buy and hold version of the ultra growth portfolio, the one that seeks long-term capital gains. The name of the stock, Ollie's Bargain Outlet. Well, everybody likes a good bargain, don't they? Ollie's Bargain Outlet is headquartered in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Ollie's Bargain Outlet, OLLI, on the NASDAQ, operates 268. Well, that leaves room to grow. That's what I see from that. bargain retail outlets in 20 states. Well, there's still 32. I think there's a Walmart in every state and every city in America. Aldi's takes a little bit different approach to a bargain outlet. They offer a broad selection of brand names. Over the last 5 years, their earnings have been growing at a rate of 40% per year. And guess what? What? Over the last 3 years, Aldi has been averaging 55% per year capital return appreciation on average. No guarantees going forward, but over the last several years, the earnings growth at Aldi's has led to some very good capital appreciation. In fact, over the last 3 years, you're looking at 54.7 per year, while the market S&P 500 has delivered 11. And over the last 12 months, Aldi Oxenfree is up 40%. The market is down 6%. Aldi reported earnings last night, which initially didn't excite anybody, but they seem to be more excited about it now that they've dug into it. Earnings were up 39% quarter over quarter. Sales were up 10%, and the stock is up 3.2% here today. Kind of breaking out there and out of a sideways trend. Aldi was ranked number 2 6 months ago. 1 year ago today, Aldi was ranked number 170. Now, that's based on valuation and relative strength, those two coming together. Aldi was ranked number 170 out of 5,082. And what's it done over the last year? Well, it's up almost 40% while the market's down 6. There's a testament of the, the predictive nature of the Best Stocks Now app. You want to look for those companies in my book that are ranked, 350 or better right now. You can look up the app. Top-ranked stocks, the top-ranked asset classes, the top-ranked indexes around the world, the top-ranked sectors within the index, and, of course, top-ranked companies, top-ranked ETFs, top-ranked mutual funds. Aldi's is not ranked in the top 350 right now, but I'll be upping my 5-year target price, I would imagine, here after this earnings report. And there's some momentum coming back into the stock. OLLI is my featured stock of the day. Not a guarantee of anything, not a recommendation of anything, but it's an example from the Best Stocks Now app, which goes out every day and looks for that rare combination of value and performance. And there's usually a good smattering of growth in there somewhere in the equation. Well, we'll be headed for Texas. I just checked the weather. Looking pretty good so far. I will not be flying a Boeing MAX 737. We'll be touching down in Dallas on Tuesday, and then teaching a workshop on Wednesday and meeting with folks. That's a week from today. I better start thinking about that. I better get my cowboy hat and boots on next week in Dallas, Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, Friday, April 5th. I got to check and see what the appointment calendar looks like. Last time I heard, there was like one or two left. So I will give you an update tomorrow if we have any openings left to meet with myself and my team in Dallas at the Conference Center Hilton in the Grapevine area. And if you'd like to set up a phone appointment with me and my team from anywhere, 855-611-BEST, or just go to GundersonCapital.com. What could be easier? GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.